Something never That's Eden's Sleeves. Eden's Sleeves on WLP.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past at the Dogwater Studios in beautiful Reno, Nevada. It's the Worst Little Podcast, episode 1 of season 9. Can you believe it? Yes, your award-winning podcast is back, and we got a brand new intern. We got Rick here, Rory's going to be here soon, and we have Eden's Sleeves.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And it's going to be a great show.
I just remembered, we were supposed to have a photographer.
Oh, was there a photographer coming in to talk to us?
Yeah, I wonder what that was about.
Huh.
It just occurred to me that we have a hole in the... Did you notice there's another chair?
Yeah, I was
like,
wondering what
there?
This extra chair was for, yeah.
You know what that means?
I can come up there?
The drummer can come upstairs!
Oh, can I?
Jacob.
Oh, sure,
Jacob,
yeah.
You're welcome to the room!
Oh, my God.
Rory's here, too! Yeah. Woo!
Woo! All right, I don't have
Rory,
to
did you
drive
know that?
The ship today.
What? Did you know? Did you know that Katie's going to intern for us briefly? I just ruined it.
A little backstage banter there, pulling back the curtain. First thing,
I shouldn't.
Are we actually recording?
Yes, we're actually recording.
I just did the intro.
I can't believe that I just.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Mr.
Hi.
Rory Dowd.
Hi there.
Can I be heard?
My ears aren't on. Give
yes.
me a second.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah,
climbing up those flights of stairs. I'm getting old.
Well, you normally get to take your coat off before you sit down.
Right, I have not even done that.
Right, but you
know. Well, hi.
That was some behind the scenes
gentlemen.
Ass shit right there.
Hello.
Welcome to season 9. I'm on
season 9.
On time as always, right? Yeah.
Jacob, is your mic too loud or is it good?
So we heard one
that sounds
song
good
from
to
the
me.
Boys.
Does it sound good to you guys? Do I sound really loud?
Yeah, you're kind of loud.
Oh, I sound kind of loud.
No, be right up on it. We're good.
Stay loud. I have
stay
to
loud,
fix it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I fixed it. I think it's better.
Is it fixed?
Yeah, make sure you play with the mic stand a lot and make a lot of noise.
Nice.
All right.
Touch it and tap on it.
Yeah, do all that
yeah,
crap.
All that.
The audience loves that.
Noodle.
Right. Sorry.
So far, off to a bad start.
This show sucks.
We're off to a great
start. Is the whole season going to be like this?
No, but this whole season is going to be sponsored by thisisreno.com.
Thisisreno.com!
This is Reno is your source for daily Reno news and events for the Reno Woo! Sparks and Truckee Meadows and beyond. Founded in 2009, they're locally owned and operated. This is Reno began with a question. Could a group of volunteer media professionals collaborate and create an online news media outlet to fill the gaps left by downsized newsrooms? The answer we quickly discovered was yes. So please check out thisisreno.com every day and every week for everything you need to know about our lovely community.
Rory, I have been looking at it all week, and it's amazing how like little stories pop up because I check the local news because I don't get local news from my national news sources.
Of course
right.
not.
And so I check the local news all the time, and the website for the local channel sucks balls. But This Is Reno is fucking awesome and gives me a little more artistic stuff. It's
like
really
when,
awesome.
Like certain three-letter larger daily news publications.
Yes.
Might, you know, be owned by a giant corporate overlord who doesn't care about what happens in your town, any town across America where USA Today is sold.
and seriously, the local state, one of the local station's website that I go to sucks balls. It is so slow. It rebuilds the page every few seconds. This is Reno is an awesome one. And I also listened to the first episode of this season's Solutions, the Bob Conrad's podcast, which is fucking really creepy and amazing.
It's good, huh?
Dude, and
I'm up to episode 4.
It made me feel shitty about how poorly produced our podcast is. What? He's got rad like music going all the different stuff.
I was gonna say
interview clips.
I was the other way with like his. He doesn't have the best microphones like we do.
This season, I think he's doing great.
I think he's upped his game.
Oh, but then he's also doing. He's doing like live in the field recordings and stuff. That's different.
And on the phone and stuff, and it's hard to hear.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Audio quality.
But for what he's got, he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah. Absolutely. The music bed stuff that you're talking about is nice, and it gives it a nice creepy vibe to it. And
I really enjoyed it. I have no, I think Bob's doing a fucking stunning job.
Bang up job.
So after you listen to this podcast, go check it out. This
Solutions.
Solutions.
Yeah, and check out local Reno news. Just like there's, this is Reno, and of course there's ourtownreno.com that really focus, again, independent journalists focusing on issues that face our town. They're just friends. They're not sponsors. Like, this is Reno.
Are they the ones who named you Person of the Year?
They are. They did name me Person of the Year.
Now you
over
can't
the
talk
break.
Shit for at least a year.
I know. Still very humbled and like, what were they thinking? Did they know me? Obviously not. No. They watch what you do. You give a fuck about the town.
We it have. And well, you too, Mr. Ramirez. You too, sir.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you're more altruistic. I only do nice things like twice a year. You do them all year long, so.
Oh, Rory is constantly thinking of others. Constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, my internet habits are one thing, but just want to thank everybody for being here for 8 flipping years, and I'm sorry I'm late to the game. I'm still trying to get sorted here, but thank you to all of our regular listeners. Thank you to all of our regular readers. Thank you for the interns and past and present and everybody who's contributed to the show, guests and friends alike.
Absolutely, and sponsors,
Nick is waving
too.
Me a paper.
Well, that's just so that you know.
Oh yeah,
the guys' names and everything.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, have we introduced them yet? Like,
no.
Round robin style?
Nobody even knows anybody's here except for that they play
the
song.
We don't have any. We have somebody here? Oh, wait,
there's
that's Brick's line.
There's a band?
I was here.
That's Brick's line. Let's welcome to the show now Eden Sleeves. And gentlemen, if you can,
you.
To my left to right, opposite for you, introduce yourself so everybody knows your voices here.
I'm Jacob. I play drums.
Yeah, my name's Peter. I sing.
I'm Max. Play guitar.
Are you guys all dropping your voices?
No, I'm not.
They're dropping their voices.
You are the culprit right there.
They're dropping their voices and growing bad mustaches, Rory.
I think Jake
they can't help it.
No.
Nick.
and might if I ask your ages, gentlemen?
18.
20.
Also 18.
Okay, cool.
You told me you were old enough to drink, and I knew you were lying.
His name's not Peter, it's Gunner.
It's Gunner.
He's
Gunner.
Lying.
Gunner's daughter is his daughter.
Yeah, I do have a daughter actually.
The Gunner's daughter.
Told us.
The Gunner's daughter is 2 years old.
There was a band that you guys don't know about that was called the
Gunner's
Daughter.
In our first season.
Oh. And as soon as you said your name was Gunner, I thought, oh, it's his daughter.
It is.
It's old term of piracy.
I might be that daughter.
And are
look
you
it
a,
up?
Are you a boss anywhere?
Are you a pirate?
No, I wish.
Guy, because if you were, that would be the boss's daughter.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fuck yeah. Somebody excellent. Told me that they were attracted to their boss's daughter, and I'm like, that's a band. I couldn't get it out of my head. They kept saying, man, my boss's daughter, and I just kept picturing like Chris Fox. And
you guys can't see me, but I'm making a hand puppet gesture with my hand. Like,
oh,
Rick
that Rick needs to
on
shut the
and
fuck
on
up.
And on. Yeah. What does this have to do with anything?
It doesn't have anything.
God damn you, Rick. After 8 years, you think you would have learned something about what makes good radio.
I'm still
fake
really bad
radio.
At this. So.
But, yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming to the show today. We're excited to have you. Welcome. I'm excited to hear your next song since I missed the first one.
Yeah. It's okay.
And Jacob, yeah. I've been told, was the other band?
Aaron Drive.
Aaron Drive.
Jacob has been here before.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then after they were on the show, he's the drummer for the band. That was the band that Ian, our old intern, took over my studio and recorded an album for them.
That's right.
It was weird.
There's a bit of a write-up on that at some point somewhere, a documentary made or something. I don't know. There's some media about it I saw.
I never saw anything.
Drummers don't
pay
attention.
Are you still in
anything.
That band?
No, I think Ian recorded it in some fashion or wrote about it or something. I could be incorrect.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think, I don't
doesn't that kind of ring a bell, though?
Yeah, I think someone sent me an article about it, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I think it was pre-me, though. I don't think I was in there yet before. When the article got wrote.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
Oh.
Because they spend all their time counting, honey.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Jacob.
Good one.
Hey, so how was your week? Anybody?
It wasn't bad. You know, I'm neutral.
I did a bunch of plays.
Yeah, how's the dresser going? You're rolling into the closing weekend here?
Not the closing. We're like at the halfway point. I got two more weeks.
Oh, wow. Two more weeks.
Eight more shows over at Bruca Theater. That's at one South Virginia, I think. I don't know what the address is. Corner of First and Virginia.
You know where it is.
Anyway, but we've been getting a lot of great reviews from lots of theater folk. If you're into the theater or you were an actor or something, you're probably really going to enjoy it.
Do you like the curtain being peeled back?
Yeah.
See the backstage?
It's all the backside of the curtain.
The stage is backstage.
The play is about being backstage, yeah. And but we've got the last, we did it on Sunday yesterday for a matinee. I think we had a sold out house.
Nice.
We had a full house. I know that.
Very good. Very good.
So, and they loved it. And Scott's getting the standing O's.
I'm hearing Scott's performance is just, I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I hear Scott's performance is just stellar.
Yeah, and it's massive.
Like, yeah, he's got a lot of lines. He's got a lot of stage
he's
time.
He's the star. Him and Chip are both really stellar. And then Holly.
Nice.
She was the first one I was amazed with when I started the rehearsals with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a good actress. You got to see, the whole cast is a bunch of really good seasoned
I hear this Nick Ramirez guy is holding his own with these like Reno greats.
Yeah, I gotta be. I'm the little brother of the whole thing for sure. Yeah.
But no, I hear some good things about your performance as well.
You did?
Like, yeah, you're raising up what's happening on stage.
Oh, good.
I mean, you're not stealing any shows or anything, but you're not like, you know, you don't detract from the talent.
That's good. Yeah. Not like here.
I'm giving a fake review of something I haven't even seen here, Nick. Come on.
Well, go check it out. The dresser at Bruca. And that kind of consumed up my whole week. Yeah.
I got to see Pink Offal at the new Virginia Street Brewhouse.
How was it?
You left the house?
I know. I know. This is what happens when a band reschedules to another weekend and I don't have a band. But Matthew Howlett came in and recorded a few songs on my free weekend, so that was really awesome.
Nice.
Who was here a few weeks ago, and he's awesome. And I also was checking out their show, Art After Dark Reno, which is available on YouTube.
Matthew and Callie.
Yeah, and nice short form, quick interviews. Like, so you can listen, you can sit down and listen to like 4 or 5 of them. This
stinking,
monstrosity
whale
with all this
beach.
Crap that takes hours to mix afterwards, and yeah. Pain in the ass. So, yeah, so, but I went there and saw that, and Pink Offal was amazing, like they always are. I missed the two opening bands, which was Skewering and Common Mishap, and I love them both, and I fucking hate myself
good
for
friends.
Missing it.
Isn't Cole one of those bands?
Yes, he is. He's in Skewering.
Yes.
And the guy, the really cool guy that looked like Charles Manson a little bit, that hit on you, remember? On the show? Never mind.
No.
Anyway.
I mean, so many people hit on me, Rick. They just, like, it just rolls off of me. Like,
just blur into one
get it
guy.
So much.
Yeah. They all look like you.
How was the club over there?
It's pretty great. The sound was, the sound was a little, like, edgy. Like, it hurt a little bit. But with my headphones in, it sounded great. Because, you know, your headphones make stuff sound muffled.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It like, was really
takes the
loud.
Edge off.
It was really loud. Like,
okay.
So
like the old knit. Like, yeah, that room.
Yes, it is kind of a cavernous room, so that's difficult to deal with. But we were talking about this last time. We entered through the Virginia Street side.
Ooh,
so they did change that. And I didn't never realize that that's to the left of the stage.
Correct. It's right there.
Because we always entered through the alleyway before, and I never put it together in my head that means that the front is to the left of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. It was a great time.
Would you go back to see a show there again?
Oh, fuck yeah. Cool. Fuck yeah, and bring my headphones, because it's loud as fuck.
Or some earplugs is fine.
Right. I didn't mean to say headphones. I meant to say earplugs.
Oh, okay.
Don't bring your headphones when you're seeing a show. That's just an asshole move.
Well, yeah, it's weird. The band's like, are you listening to headphones?
Yeah, listen to your headphones.
Huh? And shit all over everything.
Exactly. Because that's what you're doing.
Wow.
Man.
What was your week like, Rory?
Oh, a blur of parenting and getting things set up over at Dead Ringer at the club there. And I had a retreat with Good Luck Macbeth the other day.
What did you guys go in the
what
woods?
What is that? So, like, theater people, and did, was there a cauldron involved?
Yes. We sacrificed.
Give us back the eye.
Yes, we sacrificed two witches and smoked a lot of Turkish delight. No, it's 8 hours of a board of nonprofit directors getting together and talking about business things. It was very boring.
Where was it at?
Somebody's lovely home. One of the board members' lovely home. Pam.
Cool.
Yeah. We've got a lot of exciting things we're doing in 2019. Initiatives we're starting for 2020. If anybody out there is interested in becoming a sponsor or a corporate underwriter for Good Luck Macbeth Theater. Jeez, what's wrong with me today? Please give me a call or email because my phone doesn't work.
Your phone doesn't work?
No, the microphones on my phone don't work, so I can't take or receive calls.
Oh, my God.
Unless I'm driving in my car with Bluetooth, and I regularly don't do that because I drive with children in the car, and that just distracts me too much.
Rory, what happened? It just stopped working, or did you drop it in the toilet?
No, the most recent iOS update. It's actually a known problem, and in certain percentage of the phones out there, when you download that update, it disables all of your microphones and gives you a hardware failure message. And the only way to fix that is buy a new phone. And Ample says, "Chuck you, Farley."
Wow, that's messed up.
There's going to be another update that fixes it. There has to be.
We'll see. So far, everybody has just kind of been going, "Yep, that's how it is."
Shit.
So, but hey, I have a little Bluetooth headpiece. I can use that if I want to, but I generally don't.
Damn, that sucks.
But yeah, you can contact me at advertising@goodluckmacbeth.org. And yeah, I can do stuff there too.
You can hit him up on the messenger too. Yes. Facebook Messenger.
Do any of the band kids go to plays?
Do you like the theater?
I think I'm seeing Hamilton in April.
Shut fuck up.
Why would you
fuck
even
you,
say
you
that?
Little asshole.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's some theater.
Where
MD
are you
right
seeing,
there.
Are you seeing it? Well,
where?
No, it's okay.
No.
Seeing,
are you
seeing
San
it in Lovelock? Because that's okay.
I think it's in California. My aunt hooked it up for us.
That's nice. Wow. That's rad.
Those are hard tickets to get.
Yeah. Those are expensive fucking tickets to get.
Yeah.
I keep trying to win tickets.
Dude,
to
you
go.
Could sell those tickets and buy so much meth.
Yeah. I donate to causes just to try to win tickets in a random lottery.
Do it.
My friend got tickets to go to Puerto Rico.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
What?
I thought that was Rick doing it.
Meth.
Beth?
Meth.
You know a girl named Beth?
Don't meth it up.
I'm shaking here. I mentioned meth and now I can't stop thinking about it.
You guys, I snort all the time nowadays.
You guys do drugs? Are you drug takers?
Of course.
I'm high right now.
How else can you play music?
Don't forget to
save a little bump for the morning.
I took a couple tubs of acid before I came. I'm fucking so gone.
Is that why you're melting into the chair?
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm just naturally this badass.
Yeah. Well, could we get another song and then we'll hop into like talking about you guys and your rise to power as a local music powerhouse?
Sure. Of course.
Oh. Remember a little Xanax really mellows the LSD.
Yep. That's
that one's for you, Jacob.
Drug advice from my daughter.
Sound advice.
She's 12 now. She knows.
Thanks,
shit.
Uncle Rick. Thanks for that share talk you gave her.
Share talk? Like about
that? Okay, that's what they call the program at school where they talk to kids about sex and drugs like through elementary and middle school years.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you're like the D.A.R.E. counselor. The D.A.R.E. counselor that taught us how to do drugs.
Right. I remember in middle school, he was like, yeah. And then I took a drink of beer and suddenly I was okay and I could talk to girls and I was comfortable around people. And I was like, alcohol does that?
Alcohol makes the anxiety go away. Check.
It does that? Where can I get some right now? Yeah.
You know, marijuana can come in joints or pipes or sometimes even ingested in food. You can cook with it?
Yeah.
Shrooms or magic mushrooms are...
Yeah. You can't get them at the store. They look like
this.
They
are found in cow patties. Okay, let's go out to the farm this weekend.
And the blue ones are really strong.
We can talk about the human mushroom evolution theory, that humans evolved with mushrooms, psychedelic mushrooms.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's badass?
That's like legit science theory out there.
Yeah, it's a legitimate theory that some guy theorized that
when he was high on mushrooms.
Yeah, that
I got a theory that next time I eat some mushrooms, I'm going to get high. Let's test that out now.
It's a legitimate theory that some guy theorized.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That's everything.
Let's experiment and find out now.
I'm tripping balls.
All right, guys.
Oh, right, okay. Music. So what are you guys going to play?
The song is called Buried.
And Jacob's going to count it off.
We'll be right back.
Nice.
Wait, you guys.
Thank you.
It's very, very, very grungy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it totally reminds me of 90s rock a little bit.
Yeah, we had Alice in Chains in mind. We wrote that.
Oh, very cool.
Right on.
Right on.
Should we wait?
Yeah.
Is he going to scamper upstairs?
Jacob's going to run upstairs.
Yeah, he's probably gonna running. Scamper right upstairs.
Scamper. You know, I mean, that, and it has nothing to do with how tall he is.
No, of course not. He's like the church mouse.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
I'll be about a year.
About a year, yeah.
And have you been playing shows that whole time? Or
yeah, we've played Holland Project,
Red,
Sparks Lounge, yep. Anybody that'll hire us, really, parties and thing. Yeah,
yeah, we house played parties that, and that graduation party was pretty fun.
Yeah, we did a graduation party.
Red.
And then you had a bass player.
Yeah.
And he's gone.
Well, we started out, I was the bass player and the singer, and then I decided to...
You were too good for the bass.
Exactly, yeah. Who the fuck wants to be a bass player?
Singers.
Fucking bass players.
Yeah. We're bass. All
right. I actually love the bass. It's a beautiful instrument. But I just wanted to have more of a presence on stage, be able to run around and do fucking flips and shit.
Yeah, now we suck. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, ever since I put down the bass.
It's calling it. Like it is.
Is your bass player not here today? Or
he's
do you
sad
have
a, of only being half
he doesn't
of
exist.
It.
You don't have a
our
bass player.
No, he, yeah, yeah, he does not exist.
You had someone for a while.
You're just
he
bitter
left.
That you're the only part of the rhythm section here, huh?
No, I would be too. I'm bitter because I suck. I'm garbage.
You are pretty shitty.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some of those
right
fills,
now.
I was like, wow, that was a lot of things to hit in that one fill.
Yeah.
You gotta work on your self-esteem a little bit.
Yeah.
No,
you know what
we
helps
like to call
that?
Him a mouth drummer.
Yeah. Drugs help with that.
Drugs help with self-esteem a lot.
I don't know if they help or they just put it so damn low that you don't give a shit.
It doesn't matter.
That's what they
no,
do.
It
you
raises
just become
it
apathetic.
Up because you're the best.
You're like, man, I can't handle people.
Only when I'm really
high. I am eloquent and funny.
Damn sexy. Yeah. I'm going to go home and do some drugs.
Yeah, that's what we've concluded here.
So outside of playing music and copious amounts of drugs, what else do you guys do? Are you gainfully employed? Are you students? Are you form of artist?
I work. I work at Tommy's Grandstand. Batting cages down there.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's cool.
Place, yeah.
Do you? Where do you guys practice at?
Well,
are you the only one that works?
No. I have a job. I'm not going to say where.
Yeah,
good smart man. Because this could come back to haunt my future career.
Are you employed?
But you do work.
No, I'm just finishing up high school right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, that's a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually going to be the easiest job for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
I'm just going
not
to school.
Excited.
I tried to convince him thoroughly for an entire day to drop out, and he wouldn't.
So, one day?
For one whole day.
It was more than that.
It was like a good solid
just
2 hours.
Just drop out
straight.
And let's like, you know, play music and tour the country in an old like station wagon.
Dude, you got it.
Which high school do you
doing
go to?
Doing your laundry at rest stops.
I go to...
Don't say it.
Wait,
they're
did
gonna
you
do
that?
Said.
Not me. No, I didn't say it. I know where you go.
Do meth.
He's just confusing me. Telling me to do meth.
Wow. your very own merry prankster in the band.
Yeah.
It's funny because you're all so clean cut.
Well, yeah, except for those neck tattoos.
I just got my haircut.
I just got my haircut
2 days ago.
Yeah, it
looks nice.
3 days ago.
It's very sharp.
Well, you know what?
Thank you.
This isn't clean cut. It looks bad. Fuck you.
There we go. Some
real
animosity.
Salt in there.
Jake has spent a lot of time here. He's very comfortable. Yeah.
So you all get along well? And
no,
and,
honestly, we don't.
Well, at the
not when we're writing a
it
song.
It seems to be the
mad.
gentleman of larger stature against the other team.
What?
Or you mean like actual musicians versus a drummer?
What? Well, come on.
Well, there's that too.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's where the line of animosity seems to be drawn.
In public, they look like the better people, but you don't know them in private.
Oh yeah,
fucking monsters.
No one would say I'm a better person than you.
But I would say by looking at you,
how many bodies in the basement?
I wouldn't know that you were into grunge rock or You look like you might like country music.
Yeah.
I do. No, actually, I do like country music as well.
I was wondering, like, where's your belt buckle?
Yeah,
like,
and your name's...
It would really tie the outfit together.
And your name's
like
Gunner?
A good rug.
Mm-hmm. No, you work on
Gunner
a ranch.
Thomas.
Yeah, right?
I do go down to a ranch every year.
Fuck.
I actually do.
Oh.
I wrestle the little cows.
He owns a goat.
Oh, okay.
We do own goats.
Yeah.
I know what you were thinking, Nick.
I've never been there.
He does things to those goats.
No,
oh, the goat ranch. Wow.
The goat ranch.
You told me.
The moonlight goat ranch.
I've never fucked a goat.
we'll scratch the last. Right, I'll scratch that off the quiz.
Yeah. Glad you cleared that up for us.
I have never fucked a goat.
Nervous.
Is that you drink it?
Nick's plan I never hear. Wait, I don't have a drink. Shit.
So,
wow.
So you guys. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
This uncomfortable silence brought to you by our very own Patreon account. That's right. If you'd like to be a sponsor or member of the Worst Little Podcast family, go on over to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and throw some money our way, whether it be $1, your pocket change out your car window as you drive past, or your entire paycheck rather than gamble it off at a casino. We will take your money.
We'll do more better with it than the casino will.
More better. Absolutely. That is right.
So,
and drugs.
Did we get any
new Patreons?
None. We had, yeah.
We're
last
almost,
two shows, we had lots of new stuff, but not this last one.
We're almost up to like $100 a month.
A mother to be so sweet.
Really
crack
cool.
Party on me.
Who? Rick's $100 crack party.
If it gets up to $500, I will relapse. So.
Okay, is that like the challenge?
Listeners want him to relapse.
Listeners, get Rick to relapse after, God, 13 years.
Almost 13 years sober.
Get
13 in May.
Give us $500 a month. You have to sign up for like a whole year of this.
Well, or, you know, four people did $100 each, you know.
A month?
Yeah, a month.
Yeah,
it's got to go more than just one time.
This can't just
be. That's not worth a relapse.
But, yeah, if we can make some real money off of you, we can
make Rick relapse.
We can do this, I believe, in this campaign.
Just
make
in time
Rick
for Mother's
relapse.
Day.
Right, I got to get the same day. So.
Let's hear a song about it, guys.
Anyway. Hooray, you guys.
That'll be so exciting.
Oh, so we have a new intern.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Should I turn things away from the band for a moment?
Do you guys mind?
No.
Have you met the intern?
Yeah, we have.
She's cool, right?
Very nice.
Oh, I spilled some beans. We have a new girl.
I accidentally said her name in the beginning. She shouldn't have a name yet, right?
No.
I don't know what diminutive thing to call her.
Me neither. I don't have any makeup names for Katie.
Can Gunner name her? Max should name her.
The other intern.
Max.
Girl. I don't know. Like, I was thinking like the other Boleyn girl, but that doesn't work. The woman in black.
We always give the women nice names, like Intern X. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The dark bitch.
And Mofo Jojo. but that's not right. And then the men get.
Ooh,
like,
I know. Sunflower. We could call her Sunflower Hippie Hemp.
Jesus Christ. That she would hate that.
I know.
Sintern.
The Sintern. That's a little on the nose.
We'll think about
it. Something will come up organically and naturally, as it always does.
A nameless girl is now on our show again.
Very cool.
Well, we can just welcome her by name now.
Right.
Hi, Katie.
We love you, Katie.
I've known you for so long. Rick's known you for so long. I can't believe you're doing this stupid project with us,
right,
too. We must really have arrived, Rick.
For real. She was like, I heard you had almost $100 coming in on your Patreon. Can I be on your show?
Katie doesn't like doing anything.
It's pretty awesome. Okay, so yeah, we got a new intern, right?
Yeah.
This girl.
What's she going to be doing? Like fetching beers and helping you plug things in?
Yeah, if you know what I'm saying.
Plug things in.
Right?
Sexually. Slide those faders.
Fuck.
I want to go home.
Sexually.
I mean, how many vibrators do you have that need batteries replacing, Rick? Jesus. You have to hire somebody to help you with that.
It is awful. And some of them now are like USB rechargeable ones. At my day job, I was cleaning a house, and the woman accidentally left her vibrator on the charger in the bathroom.
Accidentally?
Yeah. Yeah.
You missed your
creepy.
Chance.
I had to like move it and wipe underneath it.
Oh. Yeah. Like, did you have your gloves on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still wash your hands.
I thought, oh. And I thought, wow, vibrators have come a long way. You don't have to like put new batteries in. You just put it on the charger.
They all really want to go home right now.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
He looks sad.
There's a high school kid here. I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, it's okay.
He's of age.
Yeah, he's of age.
They are all over 18.
We can handle
right.
it. Right. We've said worse. Heard worse.
And when Aaron Drive was on, we didn't give them the quiz because several of them were not 18.
Mm.
So,
well, hey, for season 9, we have a whole new way of doing the quiz. Which
yay!
We'll get to when it's time for the quiz, oh, which is not yet.
Right, of course not.
We can do at least one more song before we get to the quiz. Let's talk about the band.
Yeah,
since
good idea.
Here to be talked about.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, where are you in the digital world?
Instagram.
It's all Max.
Eden's _ sleeves. And yeah, usually I'm the one bugging people on email.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And your name
he
is really weird.
He is the only reason this band stays alive.
Yeah, what, like, do you want to
okay,
circle
wait,
around
can we guess?
And ask that?
I want to guess.
Okay.
Okay, so I thought it had to do with uncircumcised dicks.
Wow.
But
I for me, it just, then, like, brings in connotations of green sleeves. But
okay.
Nick, do you have any
Eden,
guesses?
I have no idea what that means.
And I was also thinking Eden sleeves could be, like, the
Barbara,
original Eden.
Barbara
had
Eden's
no,
shirt.
Oh, I didn't even think of
the
that.
The world's address.
It's a metaphor for losing your virginity.
Mm. We'll go
oh,
with
is
that.
Is that
Eden
true?
Sleeve.
It's because, open for interpretation.
Yeah.
But like the original Eden, they didn't have clothes until the devil
right.
came and gave them the apple, and ooh. Then they had sleeves.
The
they
only
had to cover
sheath
their junk.
On the island was, oh, you went that direction.
Eden sleeves, oh, okay. Right. And that was also before God told all the Jews to cut off part of their dick skin. So.
Right.
Anyway, what's it really about, you guys?
Another quick guess. If it's Eden's sleeves, that's where God keeps his armies. In his sleeves.
Is it really?
Eden's sleeves.
His armies in his sleeves.
Wait, he got it.
He got it.
He fucking got it.
Congratulations, boys. We're done. We can go home.
No. You were going to say something there, Gunner.
It's pretty nonsensical. Really has no meaning.
I think our friend chose it for us.
Well, maybe.
Just, on accident.
That sounds really
good. There's a story kind of behind it, but.
That's what we want. Tell us that.
What's okay, the story? So.
We're unless having, it sucks.
We're having a very very hard time choosing a band name one day. Actually, for like 2 months.
Yeah.
For like and ever. So,
yeah, we were just throwing names out. We are talking about this man.
Oh, wow.
Who's
we
this?
Just had an,
oh,
wow. Somebody else just walked
this,
into the
an
studio.
Interloper.
This is the guy that chose our name.
This is our stagehand, actually, yes.
The stagehand.
Yeah.
You have a stagehand?
We do.
Wow. Well, you guys ain't fucking around.
Who's wearing a hoodie of a local business? And I know somebody who lost their finger while they worked there that we don't have to talk about.
Yeah, that's a tangential.
He broke his foot there, actually.
I broke my ankle when I was
dangerous place.
No talking off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to talk into
you
mic.
You have to
if
lean into a
speak.
Microphone if you're going to talk.
Yeah, you're talking about my Eden
how did,
Sleeves
okay,
story.
So explain the name of the band for
the
us.
The Eden Sleeves. He wanted to be the Eden Sleeves.
Eden Sleeves.
Eden Sleeves or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Eden Sleeves.
Eden
is such
with an apostrophe N.
Eden Sleeves.
Like the university, Eaton? E-A-T-O-N?
No,
like
yes.
As like, in
what?
Eating.
No, I thought it was like
eating.
Eating
a yeah, like
eating
slang for
sleeves?
Eating.
Like eat your sleeves. Hat, eating sleeves.
Yes.
Eating sleeves.
And I was so excited about this name that Eden Sleeves was such a good idea. It's like that's just a way to, like logos, like there's just, it's just such a cool name. And for a whole night, me and him were hanging out. And I was like, he was just like, dude, that's such a good name. I can't believe you thought of that. And I was so super confused because he was the one that told me about it. And it's just like ever since it's been Eden Sleeves.
That is how
Jacob, when
name.
You first heard about this, what did you think?
Well, when he said Eden Sleeves, I was so done with trying to find a name. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. That's our new name. So then when he said Eden Sleeves, I was like, that's way better than that shitty name. Let's just be that.
I was the only one suggesting names, though.
That's not true. We suggested some names.
What were some other names?
Actually, one name that I really liked was the Conjoining Heads of Frequency.
Oh, my God.
They didn't like it.
Said it's hard to fit on a flyer.
It was too long.
That's very Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
And you will know us by the Trail of Blood.
Jacob, right. Jacob, yeah. What were yours?
I don't have any. He's right. Yeah, I actually didn't have any band names. I was just kind of sitting there.
It's kind of cool because, like,
pro tip: keep a list in a journal or on a refrigerator at your house with all the stupid things you think of for band names.
Amen.
Keep it for years.
You
at
guys
a time.
Could have been and ampersand, where the second but and is an ampersand.
Just a bunch of names that was like.
Shut up, Rick.
Now that they're really good, they were really good, but they just like, what kind of name for a band is that? That's just like
they were really good is kind of a lame name yeah. for a band. Yeah.
I like that name.
They were really good.
They were really good.
Maybe your first album. Maybe your first album. Yeah. There.
How were they? Well, they were really good.
They were really good.
They were okay. But like Jane's Addiction or Alice in Chains, it's got a woman's name and something after it, right?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Right.
But so now we have Eden's Sleeves.
Eden's Sleeves. Nothing on my sleeve.
Well, the trick, so like Jennifer Eats Dirt yeah. would have been a great name.
Well, the trick, the best band names have three syllables, like Led Zeppelin or like Black Sabbath. So
this, that is true. This was a point of argument.
Yeah,
actually.
This is
was,
this yeah. is how we came up. This is how
Wait, but
we
the
got
Cure.
Ideas.
The names like take a step out of that.
Actually, it's the Cure.
Yeah,
the Cure.
Skinny Puppy. See, no, this Shit. Doesn't work.
Well, that's not a good band name then. Sorry.
The
Beatles,
right?
Yeah, it works
the
for them.
Beatles.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. Yeah. Cake.
The Rolling no. Stones.
U2.
U2.
No.
Yeah.
NXS. That works.
There you go.
REM
no effects.
No FX.
No FX. Yeah.
Descendants.
Adolescence. No. Not. Nope. Well, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Minor Threat. That works.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Three syllable
Fugazi.
Names.
Fugazi.
This is the majority. Right. The majority of good band names have three syllables.
This that is how
Bachman Turner
this.
Overdrive. Yeah. No.
There's some outliers. There's some outliers.
Hey, three words.
That, yeah, then we're just Seven. Getting into rule of threes.
Well, we call it BTO.
That's true.
BTO. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. So, but the point is, it means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a really long
Life is that. Meaningless. Like, let's well, all just sing a song.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's have a song.
Now that you explained it, I like the name better.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks. Did you not like it at first?
I didn't get it at first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We don't either.
It's just meant to be taken at face value.
I found it to be derivative, and no, never mind. I'm kidding.
Well, it made me think you were going to be like nu metal.
Oh. No.
So.
Sorry. No offense, but
no.
Just
yeah, we play. We play
no with
music.
An umlaut.
I was expecting more mandolins.
Oh,
right, maybe.
All right.
It does go that way, too.
James, I think you found a new job.
Yeah. Find them a mandolin and learn how to play it.
Mandolinist.
I need to locate the mandolinist, or you want me to be the mandolinist?
You will be the mandolinist.
Okay, I'll get right on learning the mandolin.
Skin the mandolinist.
All right.
Kill yourself. I like how you just showed up.
Like, yeah, no, did you just walk in?
You just walked in.
Jacob, how do you say?
There's a rule. There's a sign on the front door says "Come in." I'm just gonna walk in.
Right. Yeah.
There is a sign on the front door.
Welcome to Dogwater Studios. Come on in.
Awesome. So yeah, do you want to take Jacob's chair while he goes downstairs and drums?
Yeah, why not?
And then you can force
you can
him to stay downstairs.
No, I don't want to stay down there. This is way more fun up here.
Yeah, but otherwise he's gonna talk off mic for the rest of the show.
You can come back up and kick him off of the mic then.
Jacob, I really want to be on a podcast. Get out of here.
You're not even in the band.
This is a dream, dude.
Why are you here?
Come on.
Ruin your life, be in a band.
Oh, you're going to kick me out.
That is our motto.
All right. I might come back up, and then I'll kick you out.
Allowed.
But we'll see.
Fair enough.
So what was your name again, sir? New guy?
New. What's the
James.
James?
When they're young, they got soft heads.
So,
thank you, Chewbacca.
So, Gunner, Max, I want to ask you guys, in the eventuality that Jacob comes back up here, who would win in a fight, James or Jacob? Like, who do you like? Do you think is he scrappy enough? Could he take him, or would he just like manhandle him?
See, Jacob's the kind of guy who will do anything to win. Yeah. He would jump on his back,
like
scratch
a
his fucking eyeballs,
cornered raccoon.
I'm gonna Rasengan on you,
bite his neck off.
I won't Rasengan.
But
you.
James is just a meathead, so he just flip him over and just
kind of the tank of the situation,
fuck him in the
like
ass,
tank so. Versus rogue kind of thing.
Yeah,
going on
no,
here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Donkey versus
that is a
walrus.
Very good analogy.
Okay, so James, you are a you're the hanger on. You help them with their gear.
He helps us with everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been
like a manager.
Gunner's best friend since he was a little tiny kid.
Sexually.
I've basically been watching him. He's how I express my artistic side just through him. So I've seen him grow vicariously.
You're the idea man.
Yeah. I've watched him. He played in another band for a while. I went with them for a long time. And then how long ago was it that you guys?
About a year ago.
Yeah. About a year. Max and Jacob showed up, and I've basically what I try to do is show up to every show. If there's somebody that they want me or I should talk to, because these guys have just not spoken, like just not thought about it or oversight or something like that, I try to take care of that. Like I'll go to venues and stuff like that, but mostly it just includes I have a truck so I can put stuff in the back of my truck and I help them carry their amps and drums and everything out to the stage.
I have to admit, when you talk about going to places and talking to people, I imagine you're carrying around like a sock full of nickels.
Actually, this guy, he's also partially our bodyguard. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he will fuck someone up.
I remember one time at the Holland Project, they were just getting the crowd just going just ridiculously, and there was this in this back room, and these you guys, like, life. Kept trying to, like, push people into the crowd, and I just had to, like,
kick
people in the ass to get them away from them so they wouldn't be falling all over the set or anything.
We call him the boot man.
The boot man.
The boot man.
Everyone get the fuck out of the way. Here comes the boot.
But yeah. But until they become big enough to have all kinds of employees working for them, I'll just do everything that doesn't include
Thank
music.
Thank you for the optimism, James.
Yeah. Hey, man, when?
I'm kind of just good with that sock full of nickels.
He sounds like he's on board with your rise to musical supremacy.
Absolutely. He's very loyal.
Yeah, he's helped us more than anyone else has.
You're not going to kick him to the curb once you make it?
No.
Oh, no, will. That's like, it comes with the game.
So when the band breaks up, who do you follow? I mean, I know you spent a lot of years with Gunner, but who's the real talent?
Gunner, I love you. Max is amazing, and Jake was amazing. Basically, I would just manipulate you guys into playing with each other again.
That was a good neutral answer.
That was the best way you could.
That was exciting.
Manipulate into playing with each other.
But I do get a little bit of a feel like that lady that killed Selena.
Just a little manager.
Bit. Yeah, yeah.
Have a fan club for us.
They're just interviewing him. They're just interviewing him in jail after he kills the whole band. Nobody knows.
Go back to this moment.
Nobody can tell me what happened in that room. Only I will know, and I'm not going to tell anyone. I remember seeing that lady interview, just being like, "You were fucking crazy."
We were all friends, and they loved me very much.
Until he slaughtered us.
Secretly, I'm just here so that when they become rich and famous, I'm also rich and famous, even though I have absolutely no talent.
Right. That's what I've been doing, too.
Exactly.
I was doing that with you.
Shit.
Fuck.
Who's that to go camping?
Oh, wait. No, we're both following Nick. He's going to be
actually, that's what's
Once I'm dead. So you got a ways to wait. But, the one band we used to do their mode, not the Dandy Warhols, the other one, Brian Jonestown Massacre. You guys ever heard of those guys?
Nope.
Yeah. I have. Great band.
They had a hype man with them. So did Frankie Goes to Hollywood. They had a guy who just danced and shit.
Flavor Flav's entire career is being a hype man.
Put rad sunglasses and clothes on and get the audience excited and be the hype man.
Oh yeah, that's where I'm at.
Brad.
Right at the beginning.
You get a tambourine a little sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, let's get hyped for another song.
Yeah, let's have a song.
Go for
it.
Jacob's bored of being downstairs, and he wants to come up and fight.
Yeah, basically.
Why haven't you been talking, Jacob?
I don't have anything to say.
Kill yourself.
He's high on meth. Yes.
I felt bad because I thought you
left
show.
Left the podcast.
No, I thought you just. I thought they kicked you out and like you couldn't talk or anything.
No, dude. I know he's stuck down there.
I
am gonna come back up though.
I just forgot that you're a quiet motherfucker.
Yeah, everyone does.
We can't put the drums in this room. That would be
bad. But it would be kind of awesome at the same time, though, wouldn't it be?
Jesus,
this tiny ass little room.
Put them in the closet.
All right, do you want to start the song?
Let's do it.
It's a long one. The song's called Find the River.
Hey, yeah.
Make me want to take acid.
Nice.
That's the only reason why I came, just to hear that.
Well, it's been nice having you.
No. Oh, yeah.
See you, James.
Do you want to invite Jacob back up here?
No, he should stay down there.
I should stay down there? All right, sounds good. He's already up here.
Oh, he's already scampered up the stairs.
But then that means you have to go downstairs to the other mic or not talk.
I can go down to the other mic.
Go down to the other mic, yeah. Go sit on the drum set. Touch his drums.
I can be perfectly entertained by you guys from down there, unlike somebody else.
Ooh. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I like a roadie that knows his place, though. <You do. laughs>
Just like our interns. At any rate, well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
That was good. I like this.
Thank you.
You've been around for about a year. You've played around some Holland shows, some basement shows. What do you got coming up on your radar next?
Well, we're trying to get a gig around town with this band coming out of San Diego called Graveyard Witch in March. So just trying to do a show with them. They're going to be here like 17th and 18th.
Yep.
Well, anybody looking to book shows out there?
Yep.
Graveyard Witch with Eden Sleeves.
Check them out.
We also play every Thursday night on the Sparks Lounge.
Sparks Lounge open mic nights, play some blues and
right on.
Whatever else. And then I think we're recording in February, right?
Yeah, we're recording February 25th with Jeremy. There's no Jeremy, but...
Shit, we don't know Jeremy. Do we know Jeremy?
Sound Saloon, yeah.
Oh, Sound Saloon. We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't the Sound Saloon anymore, I don't think.
It's...
But. Well, what is it then?
Something else.
I'm pretty sure Colin from the Sound Saloon went.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeremy's got his own thing going on now.
Gosh, well, yeah, Colin had to... The whole place had to stop being
there.
Yeah, that's right. So they went their separate ways, and Jeremy's got something else somewhere else?
Yeah,
at his house.
Sweet.
That's what's happening.
Which is, it's cool.
Yeah, I think Colin went to his house, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can't have a space anymore. It's too expensive.
Yeah, and all the rents went up. The whole industry is different. Like,
Jesus.
Not even just the fact that the Reno market sucks. But, you know, I mean, yeah, you used to, like, have that, you know, the studio in town that everybody went to, but now... Everybody with a couple of microphones and a friend who knows how to use the program can put out something that's at least passable.
Totally. Right.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were doing until we got with Jeremy. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sweet.
And then, you know, then there's places like this.
Our sucks.
Totally sucks.
Why do you think we're doing it for free right now?
It's broken equipment.
Jesus.
Free? Nothing work here.
Right now it's free.
Oh, gosh.
Did you get me a beer?
I was looking for something here. Rick, I need my music, but I'm not ready for it yet.
Okay, so I won't give it to you yet.
Yeah, give it to me in just a second.
Okay.
Nick, what did you want to ask the band while I look for the thing?
Have you ever...
Nick is powering up right now.
You ever seen an old man out of breath?
Yeah. Nick also likes shit.
Okay, give me the music now. I found it.
Okay.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask you some potentially misleading and compromising questions. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. My first question to you, as a group, would you like the PG or R-rated quiz? Think about who's going to be listening to this. Your parents, your bosses, your girlfriends.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it's already too late. So
R.
Yeah.
R.
I gotta go with it.
A hard R.
R.
Okay.
I love that the high school kid is unsure. So that kind of sucks. We're evil.
All right.
He's 18.
Upon your death, Jacob, where would you haunt?
Aw, shit. I don't know. I guess my first boss at Chick-fil-A. She did me wrong. Fuck you, bitch. I'm coming for you.
Oh. In the afterlife.
Hunt the Chick-fil-A boss. I like
Vengeful.
It. That's a good answer.
Spirit. Couldn't have aimed like high.
I don't know.
Gunner. I like them personal. That's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Totally.
Gunner, yourself, upon your own death, where would you haunt? It's going to be the same questions for everybody every time.
My grandfather left me. Fuck him.
Whoa.
Wow. In on
dark.
Sweden.
Grandfather
shit.
Left you?
He did.
Is this a blues song
like,
or something?
On
that really
the side
happened?
Of the road, or
did he pass away? Or
no, that would be cool. I wouldn't haunt him then.
You'd haunt him. You'd haunt his ghost. Yeah. Okay.
through heaven.
Come on, Gunner.
off to a great start.
Nick, did you want to throw a question out there?
Oh, yeah, they're all upstairs. I forget that because James is downstairs. I'm all thinking he gets a question,
yeah,
too.
He's a roadie. He doesn't get a question.
Nope. James ain't in the band.
No. Okay. Yeah, oh, my question is celebrity road trip. If you were on a road trip across this country, this great country of ours, who would you take and what kind of car would you guys be in?
All right. Last time I took a Lexus Texas, so sticking with it. I'm going with Mia Khalifa this time, and I'm driving that bitch in a Mazda Miata, because Mazda Miata gang.
I remember you now, Alexis Texas. Yeah. Now I remember you. I like big butts, too, bro.
Yeah. dead or alive?
It doesn't matter. No.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay. Taking Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh.
Now, in her prime or as she is today?
Either one. I don't give a shit. I'll drive her in one of those coffin cars, too. I'll just load it in there. Be good.
Take Ozzy Osbourne and Jesus.
And Jesus?
Ooh, wow. Ozzy and Jesus. And in what vehicle?
Like a big fire truck.
Mazda Miata. A fire truck.
A wood paneled station wagon.
You're a weird dude. I like it.
Thank you.
What a ride.
I have to think fast. I can't think this fast.
All right. Well,
directly goes to porno.
Yeah, for this, we're gonna start with Max and Rick.
Are we asking a dirty question finally?
Well, yes.
The R-rated quiz.
Oh, my God.
God, do we? Okay, let's just find it. If, in fact, you have actually lost your virginity, what is the nature and circumstance of the losing of your virginity?
Ooh. How old were you and what happened? Max.
In the hotel parking lot.
Nice. Like last weekend?
What kind of car?
I have a Civic right now. I'll just go with that.
It was in a Civic.
He's probably in his dad's car.
To Gunner.
His dad's gonna listen.
And moving to Gunner by popular
demand. No, he means
demand.
To Gunner.
I mean to Gunner.
Oh, you lost your virginity to Gunner in a hotel parking lot.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Gunner, yes. Was it your first time as well?
Yeah, it was.
Having sex in an uncomfortable place.
We've never had a band where the
like
same
a Honda
story
Civic.
When two people have the same story.
Lennon McCartney. I think that happened, right?
Yep.
they just jacked off with each other.
Oh.
Yeah, they just like did the beer box thing without beer box.
And in the middle of it, John Lennon
Tower
said
yoga.
John Lennon said Winston Churchill in the middle of it.
What?
He was trying to make everybody go soft.
Oh.
It's totally truly part of the story. He was the big joker. You're sitting in a dark room with a bunch of your friends. You're all the Beatles. Everybody's saying stuff like, "Oh, Marilyn Monroe." Oh, yeah. And they're all talking like that.
Alexis,
and then
Texas.
John Lennon says, "Winston Churchill," because he's got to be the funny dude.
Yeah. Then you hear Ringo go, "Fuck yeah!"
I fucking knew it, dude.
And I'm spent.
I fucking
did. Where are we? Jeez. Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner.
Oh, that. Yeah, your real answer. Virginity.
Well, I was 17. I was in my parents' bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Mm. I'm just kidding. I fucking wish. No, it wasn't very exciting.
Not that ballsy?
It was pretty bad. On
it
both
usually
of our parts.
But
where?
We need deets, man.
Top of a mountain, out in a field.
In a really old spring bed. That I'm pretty sure was also my grandfather's who left me.
Oh, so your bedroom?
Wow. Yeah, my bedroom.
Okay. Was anybody else home?
I don't remember. Probably my parents, yeah.
Mm. And they were cool with you having
pretty
a,
raunchy.
Having a lady or a man up there? Where,
no, or was it in secret?
No, probably not, yeah.
Clandestine. Oh, you sneaky fuck. Mm. Nice.
Not through wedlock.
The in-out, okay. In-out the window. All right, he's blushing. Let's move on. Jacob.
Okay. All right, so it was with this girl that I met at a show. It was my first show I ever played. It was a groupie.
How old were you?
Yeah!
I was a...
Oh, hi.
That is so rock and roll.
Yeah, sorry,
that's
I'm
why
bad
you,
at these high
that's
fives.
Why you joined a band.
I had a girlfriend at the time, too.
Oh,
oh my God.
He was cheating.
What is wrong with you?
That's very rock and roll of you.
I was a horny 15-year-old boy.
You're not supposed to be a bad kid.
Oh, I don't know.
Cheating sleeves.
I don't know.
Cheat. Are you still a terrible cheater?
No.
He's good at it.
Can
these
we even
days.
Trust you in anything
he,
you say?
He wouldn't talk about it on the
show.
Well,
I was really embarrassed. I mean, I was like, I felt bad. But I also hadn't talked to the girl I was dating in like a week, so I was like, that's okay.
Oh my god, so future girlfriends, no, like, if he doesn't talk to you for a week, it's like you're not even there.
Did you lose the girlfriend, or did you go back to the girlfriend and not tell her, or did you confess?
I lost the girlfriend. Oh, but then the scary part was, like, a couple months later, I saw the girl on Instagram, and she was pregnant, so.
Ooh.
I hope I don't have a kid.
Cross your fingers.
Damn, Jacob for the win on that story.
Good
lord.
Yeah.
No, and your last question was really good, too. Damn, okay. The rest of the band has to, like, step it up, because Jacob is kicking your ass.
Gunner knew the whole story. We were friends when it happened.
I'm still proud of him.
Proud.
He's getting points from his bandmates. That's good.
What is the first album you ever bought with your own money, Max?
It was my parents' money, but Mothership, Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
It's the greatest hits kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it was my own money through chores, and it was Eminem's Curtain Call.
Mm. Okay.
It was like the double LP or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mine you like all kinds of music,
huh? Oh, yeah.
Mine was Nevermind by Nirvana.
Good choice. I hear that.
Fucking poser.
How dare
Fuck
you, Rick?
You.
It's a classic.
What's the first concert you ever went to, Jacob?
Blink-182.
It was actually Smash Mouth when I was really fucking young.
That's
with
worse.
With my sister, yeah.
-100 points.
That's worse.
Jacob's killing it.
I always give more points to the uncool answers.
No, not Smash Mouth, though.
Thank you.
Okay.
I love Smash Mouth, and I have sex with them.
I know you love Smash Mouth. That's why I don't.
Led Zeppelin.
Rush R40
with
my dad.
Oh, my God. What the
nice.
Fuck?
I
was close.
I saw Rush when I was 18, too.
I'm giving it to Smash Mouth, awesome. Dude.
Thanks.
I don't know about... Yeah, okay. Well, you can award points on the questions you ask.
Okay. Oh, should I ask a question?
It's your turn, yeah.
Okay, let me see. We have some clues here.
Clues to the questions.
Yeah.
For Nick, every day is like a mystery.
It's hard asking questions every week. I forget. Oh, yeah, if you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
Where are we starting?
You.
Me?
Jacob.
Cheese raviolis.
Mm-hmm. Simple. Comfort.
I don't know. Eggs.
Danny Thomas style.
Do any of you know what that is?
No.
Look it up. We are not taking time for that, Rick.
Okay. Maybe one of those fancy all-you-can-eats.
Like a buffet.
Smart man.
Just make it last.
You know? There you go. As long as you can keep eating, they can't kill you.
I don't think that's the way it works.
Totally is. If you can just continually gorge yourself, you won't get put to the electric chair.
In the WLP death row, yes, you could eat as much as you want and you don't get killed until you're done eating. But also, you get walked to the gas chamber by a clown. Or a comedian? Who would that comedian be?
Did he totally screw that up really bad?
That was confusing, but
Joe
I think
Rogan?
We figured out.
You
okay,
Joe I Rogan. Was gonna go Joe Rogan too.
All right, two Joes,
Dave Chappelle,
and a Dave Chappelle. Ooh, very nice. Oh, the correct answer is Jerry Lewis.
I want to stroke Joe Rogan's bald head.
These guys are 18. Do you even know who Jerry Lewis is?
I've heard the name,
and not Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis.
No.
Do you have any tattoos?
Ooh.
Like a tutu?
Tattoo.
Tattoo.
Oh, no,
tattoos.
I don't.
Yeah, I got 6.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got this.
Ooh. Oh, wait, Jacob, you can keep your clothes on.
Yeah, you can take your clothes off.
No.
Let's see him.
Ooh, it was that Descendants?
Well, I don't believe you. Let's see him.
Oh, yeah, it's a Descendants tattoo.
Oh, okay, cool. Milo, yeah.
And then I have one on my thigh. It's a
Very
rose.
Cool.
What are your tattoos of?
I've got a Minor Threat tattoo. Got a Grim Reaper. I got my pentacle right there.
Oh shit!
I've got a Frankenstein on my shoulder.
Any names of women?
Led Zeppelin. No.
Or men?
Nah.
Good. Keep names off of you. That is just my biggest recommendation with tattoos for
unless
your rest
it's Jesus
life. Or William Shakespeare
or your child or your child.
That's okay too. But yeah.
Or your dead lover.
You sound like a man with some names on you.
I do. I have some names on me.
That fucking scared me.
I forgot. What is that?
Yeah. Forgot he was here. Let's jump to rapid fire questions, yes, shall we?
Shit.
All right, Jacob. Who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Fuck.
Coke.
Coke.
Weed or beer?
Weed.
Beer.
Weed.
Python or eagle? Who wins in a fight?
Eagle!
I don't even like eagles.
Python, fuck you. Eagle's not winning that shit.
A little python.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or semen?
What?
Going with the semen on that one.
I'd put the semen on the sandwich.
Classic peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
just regular, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Spectrum.
I tried to make it hard. It was
really hard. Nice touch. Go faster, come on. Faster.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay. Fuck! Ah, oh, god damn it.
Red hair.
Gay.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
Punk rock or metal?
Punk.
Punk.
Metal?
Circumcised or not?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's a lie, Gunner. I've seen your dick.
Vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf.
Vampire.
Werewolf.
That's obvious.
I bet the vampire.
Alexis, Texas or Mia Khalifa?
Alexis, Texas, baby.
Mia Khalifa.
Texas.
Burgers and fries or pizza?
Pizza.
Burgers, fries.
Burgers.
Beat up or arrested?
Fuck. I'm hella scared of cops, so beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up.
House party or... I can't ask you that. House party or a bar, but yeah.
Bar, baby.
I bet you guys want to go to bars.
AIDS or cancer?
There you go.
Oh.
AIDS. At least I had sex.
AIDS.
AIDS.
Blue waffle or lemon party?
The fuck is lemon party?
Oh. Again, look it up. they know.
You guys know?
Yeah, I found out blue waffle in about fifth grade from my friend.
I know blue waffle. I just don't know lemon party.
Yeah, okay. All right. Blue waffle or lemon party? Pick one. What's your flavor?
I like lemons.
Not applicable.
No, pick one anyway.
Come on. Lemon party.
Blue waffle.
The Gunner hated saying that. He just closed his eyes and said, lemon party.
All right. Nick, Rick, do you got any more? Or should we end this quiz?
No, let's end it.
All right. Tabulating up the scores. And we're going to have to go with the man with the best answers, Jacob, the drummer.
Nick, I'm undefeated, bitches. I won last time, too.
Did you win last time?
Fuck yeah.
He came to play.
Yeah. It's that virginity story. You know?
Yeah, that's right? What it was.
All you got to do is be a piece of shit. And your girlfriend.
No, dude, his ghost story was good too. That, everything was fucking.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But you said you felt bad after you cheated.
Yeah,
I did.
It's like, well, there you go.
Or did I?
Oh, I'm gonna say it feels like false remorse.
Fucking
here.
Didn't,
false remorse.
You did not care at all. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I showed up to your house and I was like, I lost my virginity.
And just as a little follow-up question, has rock and roll stardom gotten you laid even further beyond that incident? One incident.
Every show that I've played, I've gotten laid afterwards. So
no,
yes.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Well, with
yes,
your
I have.
Girlfriend.
Hey, that yeah. doesn't. Hey, I that mean, doesn't matter.
Did
I still did.
Did you guys hook up because you were a cool drummer? Or did she like you for other dorky reasons?
That's a good question. I don't know.
She was like, wow, it almost looks like a mustache. I think I'm going to date that dude.
Yeah.
That's exactly what she said.
Man, one day he's going to grow up and...
That was fun.
You guys are nice. Jacob has no other good qualities.
Well, speaking of that, Jacob, run downstairs and beat on them drums for us.
Go, Jacob.
Do your job.
Play a song.
I am picturing, though, Jacob, like, with, like, a brawny man mustache and, like, a red flannel shirt. Like,
fuck, yeah.
Just rippling like Willy from The Simpsons. Groundskeeper Willy.
He's the accent, too.
Well, are you guys enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, this is fun.
We love it.
I hope everybody out there who is listening is enjoying the show as well. And remember, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, please contact any one of us and we can work out great terms and details to place your commercial in the middle of a show right here.
Yeah. In between us asking high school kids when they lost their virginity, we can talk about your product.
Trying to salvage something here, Rick.
Yeah.
Don't sell us right after the quiz. That's terrible. Nobody wants to.
Who wants
this.
To sponsor this quiz? Brought to you by your Flesh company.
I don't think they
Larry
need
Flint's
help.
Worst little podcast. Is he still doing stuff, Larry Flint? We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Damn.
Two.
Rock.
Double it up.
Oh, yeah, let's do a double up.
You gonna do another one?
Get out of here.
Yes.
What should we like? Should we close out the show and double it up?
Yeah, well, we'll just wrap her up and let her do one more song.
Do you guys want just one more?
Just, I guess, just doing them off then.
So, is there anything else going on?
I wasn't prepared for this, but yeah, I got stuff going on. Give me a second.
Cadillac Kim's going to post a bunch of stuff up because she knows what's going on. She's hosting the Punk Rock Flea Market coming
up. Oh, fuck. That's
February
huge.
9th and 10th, there's like...
We got a pre-party at Dead Ringer for that on the 8th, and the after-party on the 10th is at Jub Jub's, I believe.
Yeah. So that's going to be a crazy weekend. Tons of bands in that. I think Aaron Drive's in that, aren't they? Wanna? No?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Aaron Drive's
you
gonna be
there. You think so? It's a huge deal, dude. You get excited.
Well, they send me a lot of stuff.
Oh.
And it's, yeah.
Like, by the way, show up to this thing and you don't know if it's like.
Yeah. Well, they tell me dates. I don't really look to what they are. They just tell me, give me an address and I kind of just show up. Yeah, that's.
So either that or.
I've got a really excited week coming up myself that I want to let everybody know about.
What
at
you
the club.
Got, Rory?
We're opening, like, our venue is like a live music venue kind of this weekend, basically. We're starting Wednesday, the day the show maybe will come out. We've got And Then Came Humans, a touring duo, an opening from them. Local singer-songwriter, Shane Heimerdinger from Backcountry.
Oh, he's good.
Shane's really fantastic. On the 31st, we've got Ambassador Sound. It's a hip-hop show. It's going to be going all night long. Jamaican dancehall DJs. It's going to be a good time. On the 1st, which is Friday... Right? Friday? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandro Cara and So Soul are going to be there. Some shoegazy Americana with South of the Border flavors and beats and cumbias. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fuck.
And then Saturday is, of course, our monthly ritual industrial gothic underground party night with Dave.
I heard Tiger Bunny's going to be at
a special guest Tiger Bunny this week or this month. So we are kicking off shows over at Dead Ringer this weekend. We got drink specials every night, so please come on by and
check
us out.
What's that, on 4th Street? What's the address?
Formerly Studio on 4th. We are at 432 East 4th Street, right there across the street from Lead Dog Brewing Company, located in the heart of Reno's lovely brewery district.
Oh, it's the brewery district.
That's what we're calling it now.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know that's what happened to
used to call it the Hooker
Fort.
District.
Yes.
That's
cool. We closed down. We remodeled. We took out the stage. We built a different one.
So you were there before, too?
I was not.
Studio on 4th? Oh,
no, okay. I just say we because, you know,
right.
Company talk. I'm a company man. I swing that hammer. My name is Dan.
If you're ready, and if you want to go to theater, Good Luck Macbeth's opening Shakespeare in Love.
Yes, that's also Love. Shakespeare in Love opens this weekend. We're really expecting a great run. That is our first show this season. It's directed by Bill Ware. There's a lot of great talent in that show, and it's going to be really fantastic. So get your tickets while they last. Some tickets are still available. Some shows have already sold out. So the sooner the better, folks. Act on that shit now.
Yeah, come see me in the dresser at Bruca, too. We got two more weeks. So when this comes out next week on Thursday, we'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No, not Sunday. I don't think we're doing a matinee this week. But we do a matinee the following week on a Sunday. So, I don't know. Just look at bruca.org. Rick, what do you got?
February 2nd, Saturday, at 10 Tour Distilling and Brewing, the Grimtones are playing.
That's right. I was just looking at that.
So, Face.
I didn't know Ten
I've never
Tour
been to
was
Ten Tour.
Doing bands.
Yeah, 490 cool. Mill Street.
Cool.
So
that's by my
apparently,
house.
So we'll see.
That'd
if you're
going to
cool. do a band, that's a good place to start. And fucking Grimtones.
Is Luke from the Atomics part of that? Or anybody? Anyway, never mind. I think he owns a property or something over there. He told me to come by there and visit him and George. It's called Atomic Headquarters or
The speakeasy,
the secret
speakeasy.
Like that.
Yeah,
we were not supposed to talk about on the internet. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if it's secret or not.
Fucking Nick, way to go!
Good job.
What do you guys got? What's your next?
What are
show?
You doing? Well, they just said they're looking for a show in March.
Yep, and then recording February, and then
you're about to record. You got shit to do.
Yeah,
here at Dogwater
shows. No, they're going with Jeremy
Sound Saloon.
Were you even paying attention to the
not
show?
Not really, but yeah.
Oh, well, did that happen while I was here?
Yes.
Post Sound Saloon.
Post Sound Saloon.
With Jeremy. Yeah. Post.
The Post Sound Saloon that isn't Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a whole thing in a conversation while you were here.
Where were you when that happened?
I think I was thinking about my country. Sorry. I was a little distracted.
There was a tear rolling down his cheek as he thought about pollution.
I thought you guys asked what we had coming up first, and then we asked them. That's why I got confused. I apologize.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
I want to apologize to the audience listening to this. I'm gonna shut up now.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Oh my god.
Too soon?
No. I don't know if that's accurate.
Is that John Wilkes Booth? Yeah. Talking about Lincoln?
I was going with Kennedy.
Oh.
Back into the left. So, all right.
I'm a little high into the left. Oh. Now I get your reference. Okay, let's end this motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Don't get any more trouble.
This train wreck was brought to you by sponsors and viewers like you.
Thank you.
For Dogwater Dick, Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Cam, Chewbacca, all the interns, including this new one, and we'll see how long she lasts. And thank you to the band. Thank you, Eden Sleeves. Thank you for being
thank
here.
You.
For
welcome.
All of us here in the podcast, life is short, and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
hadn't planned on coming here.
Dogwater Studios.
Well, I sleep in the room right next to you. Naked.
Why you gotta make it weird?